Brandela?
Hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's class is a Psalms class to healing. You can find the handout, and there will be three of them today. So follow closely. You'll find on the unique astrological events or times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage or at the bottom if you're using a mobile device. When that link opens up, scroll down to just above Rosh Chodesh Shabbat, where you will have a connection to the Shovavim period of time. And in that area, you will find a link to the Psalms landing page and to a Yearning for Redemption PDF, which is additional information for the Shovavim period. When you open up the Psalms landing page, if you scroll to Psalms 32, within that is a link to a particular verse that we utilize for the year 5778, and we will discuss that when we get to that verse. So we're starting with the Psalms landing page, and I will say Elishem Yechud first. Does anyone have any questions before I start? Lishem Yehu Utshabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Uhilu Uhilu Urhimu Leyakda Lishem Yudhe Bavalhe Viyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sot Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Fananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Fananeihu. Psalm 32, we say this psalm on the fifth day of the monthly cycle. There are those who say all 150 chapters of Psalm during each Hebrew month, which is generally 30 days. So on the fifth day of that month, of each month, they will be saying this psalm along with a few others. Psalm 32 is one of the 10 psalms identified by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov as capable of assisting in the universal tikkun. This is known as the tikkun kalali. And there are many people who say these 10 psalms every day. There are many men who say this to recover and correct any wasted seed. The psalm speaks of forgiveness of sin and of the good fortune of one who repents and confesses to Hashem wholeheartedly. And please refer to the words. Verse 5 is a verse that we at Yeshem use as a connection to the energy of the year 5778. The energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. In this verse is concealed the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by 7 letters each. The meaning of separation by 7 letters has to indicate that this verse is dealing with the issues associated with the Sefirah of Malchut. You see the link in the page right there, and we will discuss it when the time is right, when we get to verse 5. There are 25 verses in Psalm 32. 25 is a number of completion, since it is the gematria of the 5 worlds times the 5 worlds. It's a similar idea to the number 100, which is 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. It shows a complete structure. We will now transfer to the yearning for redemption. Starting with verse 1 for Psalm 32. Le David Maskil Ashrei Neso Nesu Pesha Kesu Chata. A song of David to teach wisdom. Happy is he whose Pesha, his rebellious crime, is forgiven, whose Chet, his misdeed, is covered through repentance. As a reminder, there are 3 forms of sins, of mistakes. The most egregious is a rebellious crime. You know you're doing it. You're doing it because you're angry with Hashem, or you're doing it for some other emotional release. The middle one is a chet, and this is a mistake. You didn't intend to do it, but it was done. And the other is an avir, not avir, it's avon. It's a transfer of energy from what you should receive to being received by the negative system. Verse 2. Ashrei Adam lo yachshov Adonai Yohei Wahei lo avon ve'ein beruho v'remiya. Happy is the man whose avon, whose willful offense, Hashem does not hold against him, whose repenting spirit is without deception. You're not repenting, you're not doing teshuvah for the purpose of receiving a reward or removing chaos. You're doing it because you realize it's wrong, it was a mistake, and you don't want to do it again. Ki herashti balu atzamai vishagati kol hayom. As long as I kept silent and did not confess my sins before you, my bones wasted away in my moaning all day long out of fear of punishment. There are seven words in this verse indicating a connection to the 7 days of the week and the seven lower sephirot. And there are 27 letters indicating a connection to the 27th day of the Omer and a connection to the 27 letters of the Aleph-Bet, the 22 letters plus the five final forms. The fourth verse. Ki yomam v'layla tikvad alai yadecha nepach v'shadi b'charvone kayitz sela. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned, was drained, as in the droughts of summer. Sela. Sela, as we remember, is a pause to reflect on what has been said up till now. 11 words showing the connection to the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. Everything that Hashem created is included in the number 11. And 41 letters connects to the mother, to the bina, to the energy store. It's like drawing the energy to handle your disappointments in yourself for having committed these sins, these mistakes, these rebellious actions. Verse 5. Chatati odiacha, huawoni lokisiti, amarti ode ale pashe, ladonai yohe wahe, viata nasata, awon chatati sela. At last I acknowledge my chet to you and to myself, no longer concealing my avon, my wrongdoing. I said I will confess, I will admit, pesha'ai, my crimes to Hashem. You then forgive and cleared me of the avon, the wrongdoing of my chet, sela. And this is footnote 66. And the footnote is quite extensive. So included in the Kabbalistic commentary on the verse in the on the Hashem webpage. So we're going to go to that link now, which is what I spoke about earlier in the Psalms landing page. And we're going to read not all, but most of this section. This is the only verse in the Tanakh with a gematria that relates to the year 5778. And the verse relates to anybody whose name starts with a het and ends with a hey. And one of the most prolific names with that combination is Hannah. The note that relates to Psalm 32:5 is as follows. The Torah gives critical importance to the concept of the Dui in the Teshuvah process. The Dui is usually translated as confession. It is from the reflexive verb form lehit vadot. It means literally to admit the truth to oneself. If we admit our mistakes and in return in Teshuvah, Hashem promises us that he will consider even our most serious crimes as mistakes. We see this in our verse here, wherein the King David says to Hashem, "At last I will make known my chet, my error, to you, no longer concealing my avon, my premeditated wrongdoing. I said, Odeh, I will confess, I will admit, Pesha, my intentional crimes to Hashem. You then forgave the avon, the premeditated wrongdoing, of my chet, the error, Selah." You see that King David did not change the intentional crimes as of yet. In other words, by admitting our wrongdoing to Hashem, he transmutes even a premeditated crime into an error, essentially moving things up one level. According to the sages, in order to fulfill the Torah's command, or to return in Teshuvah, which is an interpersonal decision, we must articulate to ourselves in words, not just in thought, what we have done wrong. Regret having sinned and resolve never to fall again. In a sense, the Dui, the confession, is the mechanism which allows us to fall, never to fall again. In a sense, the Dui is the mechanism which allows us to attain perfect Teshuvah. Teshuvah and the Dui are thus not merely religious rituals. They are the tools we were given by the Creator to reconnect to our higher self, and at any point in our lives do the work of inner transformation. For instance, let's say I spoke gruffly to someone I love, thus hurting his or her feelings. Do I defend my action with all kinds of excuses, thereby not only aggravating the situation with the other person, but hardening the personality, the klipa, the shell, by identifying with this kind of behavior? Or can I admit to myself and to the other person that this was an inappropriate way to act, and that it does not represent the real me? By defending, I enclose myself in a self-created cell, or shell, or more likely, reinforce the shell that has already been created by such actions in the past. By admitting that I acted inappropriately, I open up a pathway back to myself, to my real self. It is in this sense that the Dui is a self-cleaning mechanism designed to help us realign with who we really are, as opposed to who we have become, or more correctly, as opposed to the distorted way in which we have come to perceive and judge ourselves. As a result of specific negative behaviors, the DUI certainly involves taking responsibility for what we do, but not as a guilt trip or self-condemnation that ends up reinforcing the negative self-image and the behavior it generates. On the contrary, the DUI is meant to help us disengage and free ourselves from any compulsions in which we may have gotten stuck. Disengaging from what we did wrong involves saying, "This is not me. If I knew then what I know now, I would never have done that. I am me. Those actions are not me." Far from being a guilt trip, the act of the DUI is an owning up to what is we have done and a sincere desire to correct our past, learn from it, and even be a better person than we could have been before. We're now going to skip the number of words in the verses 15, and we all know that that's connecting to the upper worlds, and the 63 letters connects to Bina. The gematria of the first letters of these 15 words is 441. And this is the gematria of the word emet, which means truth. The small gematria is 67, which is the gematria of the Sephirah of Bina, which is the energy store and the mother. And this is how you travel in time, going back to the future, going back to that moment where you change the action so that the world that we now inhabit at this moment has been changed, because that action never happened. This is the full level of Teshuvah. The normal gematria, which is taking the position of each letter in the alphabet stream, so that the letter Mem is actually 13, as it is the 13th position in the order of the alphabet. And the letter Tav is 22, because it is the 22nd letter of the alphabet. Each letter has its position, its location in the alphabet. That gematria, that's called the normal gematria, is 158. And this is the gematria, the phrase that translates as living waters, Mayim Chaim. And this is a known code word for Bina. The final letters have a gematria of 561, and this is the sum of the numbers from 1 to 33. 33 in Hebrew is the word lag, as in Lag BaOmer. And this connects to the Sephirot of Hod Shebahod, which is the energy of the Torah without the limitation of physicality. But it's also the gematria of a phrase from Genesis, from chapter 3, verse 7, that is usually translated as fig leaves. And this is the idea of clothing for Adam and Chava. Clothing has the consciousness to conceal in order to reveal. The small gematria of the final letters is 39, which relates to the consciousness of Mashiach through the concept of the dew of anointment. The normal gematria is 138, and that's the gematria of the phrase Ben Elohim, the son of Elohim. The Son of God in the frame of judgment. But it also has the gematria of the word chametz, as well as chanaf, which translates as to pollute or to profane. Also, 138 is the gematria of the Hebrew word that translates as he shall smite. And this is just a personal opinion, but if you consider the last few months in the political world and in the weather world and in what's happening in our physical world, you will see that there's a little bit of prophetic relationship to the number 138. We are now returning to the yearning for redemption. And we are on verse 6. Al zot yitpalel kol chasid elecha le'et matzo rak l'shetef ma'im rabim eilav lo yagiu. For this, every chassid who strives to devote himself wholeheartedly to your service should pray to you when you can be found, only that punishments that come like floods of rushing waters should not overwhelm him. There are 15 words connecting to the upper worlds of Yud and He, Atzilut and Briah. The seventh verse. Ata seter li mitzar titzreni lane palet tetzov aveni sela. Hashem, you alone are my secret hiding place. Protect me from trouble. Encompass me at all times with songs of joyous deliverance, Selah. And what is to be contemplated here is how by being happy, as you experience the troubles and tribulations of your previous actions, you sweeten the process so that those troubles and tribulations are shortened. The eighth verse. Ashkil ha dior ha ba bederech zutelech I aita alecha eni. Hashem, you have said, I will instruct you and light up the path you must follow. I will give you counsel and place my eye upon you. 8 words connecting to the Sefirah Bina. Letters. Which connects to Hod Shebahod, Lag BaOmer. And one of the understandings of Lag BaOmer is that's when the teachings of the Kabbalah began for Rabbi Shimon from his teacher, Rabbi Akiva. the ninth pasuk. I just got a call from one of the students, so it's possible that I'm not speaking. Would somebody confirm that I'm still connected?
You've been connected the whole time for me. You're still connected.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
The ninth verse. Al tihyehu kisus pered ein havin b'meheg varesen edyo livlon bal pero velecha. Be not like a horse or a mule, incapable of understanding that the suffering caused by bit and bridle is actually for its adornment, whose mouth must be closed, that it not come near to you to bite. Man, however, should realize that suffering comes to cleanse him and should not rebel. Thirteen words connecting to unity. The tenth pasuk. Rabim makovim la rasha behaboteach v'adonai yohe wahe chesed yisovevenu. The wicked one who likes them resists suffering, has many woes. But he who trusts in Hashem understands that his loving kindness surrounds him, even in the midst of suffering. 7 words connecting to the lower sephirot. Suffering is only in the lower sephirot. The 11th pasuk. Samchu v'ashem v'gilu tzadikim v'charninu kol yishrei lev. Rejoice in Hashem and be glad, you who strive to be righteous. Sing for joy, all you who are upright in heart. 8 words connecting to Bina. The 12th pasuk. We have an error in my the Psalms landing page. There's only 11 pasukim in Psalm 32, and 11 connects us to the 10 sephirot and the negative system. Everything that Hashem created. I'm now going to read these 11 pasukim in series.
David maskil ashrei nisu pesha kisu chata ashrei adam lo yachshov ashem lo awon ve'ein beruho ramiya ki heherashti balu atzamai v'shagati kol hayom.
The 4th verse.
Yomam Valaila Tach Badalai Adecha Nepach Lushadi Becharvone Kait Sela Chatati Odiacha Wawoni Loki Siti Amarti Ode Ale Pishai La Hashem Veata Nasata Awon Chatati Sela. All zot it palel kol chaside lecha le'et mitzo rak l'shetef ma'im rabim elav lo yagiyu ata sete li mitzar titzreni Rane palet to so love me, Sela. Askilcha viorcha, Vaderech zutelech, Iatzal alecha, Amen. Al tihiyu kisus kifered ein tavin b'mechag v'ra'esin ed yoli v'lom b'al kirov elecha. Rabim matovim la rasha v'chaboteya Adonai ohewahe chesed yisovevenu Samchu v'Hashem v'gilu tzadikim v'harninu kol yishrele. Does anyone have any questions? There are no classes tonight because of due to Shabbat, to celebrate Shabbat. Please count the Omer by yourselves or with a minion if you have a minion to go to. Tomorrow, Motzi Shabbat at 6 p.m. Pacific time, we will have Havdalah as a community. And at 7 p.m., we will have our Zohar class plus the counting of the Omer. Or in reverse order, the counting of the Omer and then the... And we will also point out that Motzi Shabbat is a connection to Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, that energy of second chances. Sunday morning, we will continue our process leading up to Wednesday night of Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer. Sunday is Pesach Sheni. Sunday night, is the second Seder, the energy of second chances. Wednesday night and Thursday is Lag BaOmer, the connection to Rabbi Shimon, the connection to the channel, to the energy of Pesach without the limitations of physicality. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat, a Shabbat filled with Shalom Gadol, a significant amount of peace and serenity in your life. Shalom to everyone. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.